After reading the texts on architecture and furniture, we realized that Art Nouveau was a global art concept. Indeed, the movement was characterized by a real unity of style, which brought about artistic coherence. Architects were often also in charge of the interior decoration, furniture, wallpaper, or even small accessories. For instance, Charles Rennie Mackintosh, a Scottish architect, designed the cutlery for his tea rooms. Like most Art Nouveau artists, he had many skills and was very versatile. Therefore, one artist was able to design and create a whole building, both the outside and the inside, from A to Z, with a real unity of style. Of course, Art Nouveau artists were also connected by common sources of inspiration. Architects were influenced by vegetable life, and so were furniture designers, or glassmakers, ceramists, and sculptors. Along the same line, architects didn't hesitate to seek inspiration from exotic or Japanese designs, and neither did cabinet makers or jewelers, painters or silversmiths. Those common influences also contributed to the emergence of a new global aesthetics.